Okay, so I got a couple. I got Victor Echo 5 Sierra Delta, Derek in Saskatoon. I got V6 DZ as a recheck, a Victor Echo 3 Tango Lima Romeo. But there were a couple of other ones that I missed there, so please come back now.
VE3, CPI Victor Echo 3, Charlie Papa India.
And Victor Echo 5 Romeo Sierra.
And Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel, VA3, IAH.
Hello, Mike.
Okay, stand by. So I got Victor Echo 3, Charlie Tango India or Charlie Papa India. I'll get you to come back in a second. I don't know if that's two stations or one, because CPI is a recheck. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Sierra, Ron in Saskatoon, and Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel. I'm just going to resolve the VE3, either CTI or CPI. VE3 CTI or VE3 CPI. Go ahead.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Papa, India, Liam, in Bowmanville. Just checking in. Projects for next year is I've got a load of mobile radios. I want to get them set up in the vehicles for next year. And just tidy up the shack, because I've got a lot of projects that I just haven't got to. One question, is there going to be a special event station for next year's World Cup in Toronto? I'll be looking forward to hear something like that. Not sure. I've not heard nothing on that QSL.
Oh, hey, Liam. Thanks for checking into the net. So I was just taking the list now, but I got you as a recheck. So thanks for joining the net. Appreciate that. And I do not know the answer to that, but I'll throw it out there. And if anybody knows if there's going to be a special event station for the World Cup of Soccer, which is going to be hosted in Canada in next year, I believe. Anybody have an answer on that? Yeah, sorry, Liam, nothing, but I would stay posted or keep posted. Look at the RAC website, and I would expect there'll be something out of Ontario for sure coming up. And, just keep looking. Thanks again, Liam, for rechecking Victor Echo 3, Charlie Papa, India. So with that, I also got Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel. I probably mentioned that, so I'm going to cruise up to the top of the list. Finally, Derek, thanks for hanging in there. Hopefully you're not too cold out there. Victor Echo 5, Sugar Dollars. Silver Dollars, sorry, V5SD. Derek, good to hear from you. And what do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. Great job in the net. I always enjoy listening in, and don't always check in, but appreciate the Sunday nets for sure. So just do as much ham radio as we can. Take advantage of the sunspot cycle and do some building and all the fun stuff that we can do with ham radio. So I'll do as much as I can and that kind of stuff. I suspect you're probably going to be trying out some new radios or anything like that, Dave. I'm kind of curious what you got going on. I think you made a recent change in radios, if I remember right. Back to you, Dave. And once again, thanks for calling the net. VE5SD. I'm talking on a UC120 radio list node, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Over.
Yeah, real good, Derek. V5SD, V5UO. Thanks for checking in. Always great to hear from you. And yes, the signal, the audio quality is pretty good. It's pretty high bias. There's not a lot of bass in it, but I would expect that from a communication quality microphone. But it sounds great. And interesting device that you have there for sure. And some radio changes here. I picked up an IC9700, which I have not done anything more than just hook it up to a dual band vertical, not using it to its capabilities. But the display also failed, so I get to do a display replacement or talk to ICOM to see if they'll do it gratis, since they had high failure rates on some of their displays. The other radio is an ICOM 7610, so we've got the dual receiver and higher functioning HF radio here as well. So it's all good. Shaq's looking looking teched out and looking forward to doing a little more on-air activity. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it, and great to hear from you. Down the list of Victor Echo 3, Tango Lima Radio. Ian, Ian, go ahead. In Pickering, over to you. What do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Okay, I think I am Victor Alpha 3 Tango India Romeo.
Yeah, sorry about that, Jeremy. After all that, I still got it wrong. But over to you, Jeremy, VE3TIR, now that we've got that solidly resolved. Thanks for joining the net. Appreciate hearing from you. And
thanks, Dave. Actually, this is the first time I've been on a net. Looking for an Elmer in the area. What happened is I got my ticket, I think, in 2015. Then I got a baby boy. And then the hobby kind of went on the wayside, so I'm just kind of learning now. Thanks for the opportunity just to listen in to the net.
Okay, great to hear from you. Glad we got the call sign resolved, and that's all good. And sounds like you have a busy life there, Jeremy, and great to hear you on the air. And hopefully we'll hear more from you in 2026. And, have a look around and see if you've got some Elmers in the area. Not sure what city you're located in, but hopefully you've got somebody around to give you a hand as well. And we're always here, too. There's lots of great resources on the Canada Hub and some of the upstream systems as well. So 73, my friend. And I totally missed Danger Zone on his recheck. Gary, you're up next. V6DZ, go ahead with the recheck, V5UO.
Well, hello there, my friend, again. Well, I got to say, we're going to get a reprieve. Right now, the temperature is minus 17 in Edmonton, but it's going to be like the floodwaters has opened. We might be getting a Chinook here, because for some reason now that jet stream has pulled up, and we got the warm temperatures coming in from the south. And it's going to be +4, +5 tomorrow. So you can expect that about a day later. So I think we'll have to check for V5RS. He likes to look ahead too. So keep an eye on the weather, because you might not have to plow as much as you think. So anyway, V6DZ. Best to you.
Okay, thanks, Gary. And I hadn't even looked beyond today, but yeah, it looks like -3 Celsius tomorrow. I hope it doesn't go over zero. And it would just serve to pack things down, unless it was going to get really warm for a few days. You know what it's all about, living in the same climate zone. 73, Gary, great to hear from you, and enjoy the Chinook. Ron, V5RS, great to hear from you. Another fellow Saskatoonian. Thanks for joining the net, Ron. And what do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, 2026. I'm not all sure, but I was looking at maybe doing another little project. And I haven't done it yet, but I had that DB switch running on the Raspberry Pi, and I could put a AMBI 3000 chip on it, and then I could maybe do D-Star on it as well. But that's just a thought of where I might go with that. I seen something kind of funny, I thought, when I first seen it this morning with the on, I think it was MSN Weather or something, that they extreme cold warning for Saskatoon, and it's minus 23 Celsius without the wind chill right now. And anyway, it said something about cycling not recommended and running not recommended. So I thought, well, that's... But it didn't say snow shoveling not recommended, so I went and I did that. So anyway, okay. Have a good day. Thanks for that. You're doing a great job. This is Ron B5RS.
Thanks, Ron. And the bearer of bad news is going to get the bike out. Oh, well. That's disappointing. Thanks, Ron. And hope you're doing well after the shoveling there. Hopefully it wasn't too heavy. 73. And hope to talk to you soon. Down the list to Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel. Alan in Ottawa, welcome to the net. And what do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Victor Alpha 3 in the Alpha Hotel, Ellen in Ottawa. Yeah, good to hear about plans for the upcoming year. And after 5 years of being ham, I'm actually picked up, will in January pick up an amplifier. So I've been working with some other folks to got a design on building a little relay, so to connect up the FT710 with an optocoupler. In the relay box, so just keep the two beasties separate and safe, so there's no guarantee, no problems. So that's my little project for starting off. And of course, with an amplifier and power, because I haven't had, I've just had a 100 watt station. It kind of changes each of the elements in the chain from the radio to the antenna. So that's kind of fun, kind of reinventing the station over again with maybe a little more punch for later on in the solar cycle. So thanks for doing the net. Good to hear folks on. Back to you in the group.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alan. That's great. And, yeah, it's always a fun project. And the FT710 is a great radio. That's a good exciter for the new amplifier. And I assume from the way you're describing it here, it's possibly a tube type amplifier, like maybe an SB220 or something. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But, yeah, usually when you have to put, that kind of circuit in between or isolation, I'm going to guess, is a little bit of a higher power device on the other side. So good luck to you, and hopefully we'll catch you on the air sometime. 73, Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel, and that's the bottom of my list. At this time, I'm going to move to the United States and see if there's anybody from the USA who wants to, or I guess the USA and the rest of the world. But I'll go to the USA first. We've already opened it up to the rest of the world. Any stations from the United States to join TransCanada Net, please join us now.
Yeah, Papa Cam. I didn't get called. I got called, but I didn't get an answer. This is Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike.
Okay, that's because I didn't have you on the list. All right, I think it's Alexander, Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike. Hey, welcome to the net, and great to hear another Saskatchewan person on the net today, and welcome. And what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Right, it's been a good year, and I have 3 books to write. Write 3 screenplays, make 4 movies, make a video game, open up a store, get a business grant from a store, and then open up a maze, a haunted house maze, and move to Edmonton and take a welding course here. That's all I have planned.
That's it? Well done there, Al, and I just found you on your QRZ page there. Good on you. You've got a very optimistic person, and you've got a lot of things planned for this year. So that's awesome. Good for you. And I wish you well on all of those things, and very interesting mix of stuff that you got planned. And great to hear you on the air here. Are you a fairly new ham there, Al? Go ahead.
I'm not a new ham. I've been on the air for about 3 or 4 years now. Something like that. For 3 or 4 years.
Okay, real good. Awesome. And great to hear from you again. And good luck with your endeavors in 2026. And please join the net again. We're here every week. All right, I'm going to open it up again. Any stations in the United States to join the TransCanada Net, please join us now. No takers. So anybody anywhere for the TransCanada Net. We've still got another half hour. Anybody anywhere for the TransCanada Net for this Sunday, December 28th. Please join us now.
Victor Echo One, Echo Papa.
Emil, apparently you're representing the rest of everybody here.